So one of the first books that we read when we study philosophy for our undergraduate at seminarians at Future Priest is Plato Republic. And in Plato Republic, he gives a set of different ways to rule a society or a city. And one of those ways is very familiar to us, democracy. And it comes from the Greek word or the Greek root of the voice of the people. Democracy sounds all nice, he pointed out, because it seems very empowering. But at the end of the day, democracy have one big error or one big fallacy, and that even though it sounds like it's the will or the voice of the people, but it seems to be there's an anonymous voice that seems to dictate democracy. For example, nowadays, all of a sudden, no one seems to know who dictate this year's favorite color, but every fashion designer seem to know this year's favorite color. And they all jump on that. Who's this anonymous voice that seem to control our society? Who seem to dictate and make it into popular opinion? So democracy sounds all good and nice. It sounds to be empowering, but also at the same time, this voice or this will of the people is often easy to be manipulated, controlled. So then it becomes the battle and clash of the will, or battle and clash of the voice, and whoever speaks the loudest has the most control. But is it the voice of God? Is it the will of God? Is it the truth? This is what we need to ask ourselves, my brothers and sisters. And today, in the gospel reading, Jesus said very clearly to us, not everyone who said, Lord, Lord, not everyone said, oh, I identify myself as a Christian, or Father, I would raise Catholic, or I am a Catholic, is the one who does the will of the Father. Huh? The life of faith is much more than identification or saying that we are this or that. It takes a whole life of loving, of embracing God's will in our life, of seeking the truth instead of the popular voices, popular opinions, popular wills. My brothers and sisters, as we live this season of Advent, there are many voices that telling us that we need this or that. We need to do this or that. But are those important or not? Are we living the season of Advent seeking the voice, the will of God? Or are we seeking other voices and other wills? It's important for us to realize this, because at the end of the day, it's very easy to become a bystander, to become a spectator, but we're called to be disciples, to follow him. In recent days, I've been voluntold or tasked, whatever you want to say that, to do a resiliency event for lieutenants. Oh, yeah, wonderful, chaplain. This and that, great. But flakiness happens. Non-commitments happen. And then all these things that at the end of the day, if we don't willingly commit ourselves to a way, to the truth, to what give us life, then we remain whatever. Then at the end of the day, we have nothing really to look forward to, nothing to nourish us, nothing to help us to seek whatever is just out there, immediate gratification or what's only appealing to the eyes. The truth hurts, because the truth requires us to let go of everything in order to embrace what's really important and matter, the will of God, the voice of God. Therefore, as we live this Advent season, seek that truth, seek that voice, seek that will.